Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever it is on this beautiful day. I hope you are enjoying it. This is Robert Bolden, Life Transformed. This is Coffee and Christ. This is my weekly share of daily practice that has literally transformed my life. I'm so excited you're here today, and I'm coming to you live from Odds Cafe on West Haywood Street in Asheville, North Carolina. If you ever get to Asheville, which you should, come to Asheville. I had never heard of it, and I visited, and I'm like, holy cow, this place is amazing. It's the beauty that God has created in this space, in this place with the mountains. And oh my gosh, it's fall right now, so the leaves are changing, and there's a buzz in the air. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful place to be. Beautiful weather this week. So if you get a chance, come on out to Asheville. And if you're here on a Thursday, meet me over at Odds Cafe on West Haywood Street. You will love it. You will absolutely love it. All right. So this is totally spontaneous for you that are new to the podcast. I just open up a couple of sources here and start reading. And we'll see what comes up. So, the verse of the day is John 14:26. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Isn't that so cool? I mean, that's what we have today, the Holy Spirit. Listening to the Holy Spirit. And this really does require some intentionality. I think it's a process. And I think really it starts with slowing down. One of the practices that Jesus did was slow down. He never hurried. So I think if you're wondering, how am I going to get in touch with the Holy Spirit? How am I going to tap into these things, this supernatural strength and power and amazingness of the Holy Spirit? Well, it starts with slowing down. It starts with capturing every thought. It starts with becoming aware of what thoughts you have. And it is easier said than done. Because in this fast-paced world, we tend to just go, 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 go from the thing to the thing to the thing. So it's easy to not understand what thoughts you have and what little feelings you're getting from those thoughts. And if those feelings are fearful or if they, you know, cause anxiousness or excitement and happiness. Whatever those things are, you need to pay attention to them. Pay attention to them and understand, I've got to capture this thought. Because it always starts with a thought. Then you have the feeling or the emotion. But it starts with a thought. So let that thought, capture that thought, become aware of what that thought is. What is the origin of that thought? Where is it coming from? Is it coming from a loving, godly place, or is it coming from a fearful, Satan enemy place? That is the key. So thank you, Jesus, for leaving the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, with us to remind us. But again, it's all about slowing down, silencing the noise in your environment, and just taking it down a notch, becoming aware of your thoughts. And I'm telling you what, it's been a constant process for me. It's an everyday thing. And there's so many layers to it. Another cool thing is reflecting back on the day. Build in some time for reflection in your day. Ideally, if you can do it during the day too, that's even more powerful. Because it's forcing you to become aware of the need to slow down, to pause. So those are what's coming to me from this verse. Now let's jump into the plan. All right, here we go. Why we can trust the Bible. Ooh, this is good. Jesus only invited three disciples to go with him to the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John. There they saw Moses and Elijah and heard the voice of God from heaven confirming that Jesus was the Son of God and that he alone must be worshipped and glorified. You know what? That still stands today. He alone must be worshipped and glorified. Peter never forgot that experience, and when he was inspired to write his second letter to the persecuted Christians, he reminded them of that wonderful day. Then he made the vital point that the written scriptures are more certain even than heavenly voices. Peter called the scriptures a more sure word, using a Greek word that highlights stability and firmness. That's the thing. If we're sitting waiting for heavenly voices to come, I think what Peter is saying here is just look at the word. I think oftentimes we're searching or we want some kind of heavenly voice, something to just pop on us. And that's not Peter's point here. Is look at the word, look at the written word. That's where stability and firmness is right there in the written word. The Bible never changes, and it has everything God knew that we would need for our lives. Isn't that fascinating? Everything is in there. You know, I've been on this quest lately to kind of not unlearn, but fill my mind with scripture and with truth from scripture and be very discerning when it comes to anything from man's knowledge. Because if I just say all truth, everything I need is right here in the Bible, and guess what, if that's my foundation, then anything else that comes into my awareness, I filter against the Bible and I say, this isn't consistent. Or as my friend Dan said, we had a session in our community group last night. It's beautiful. He says whenever he's getting outside information, he either accepts it because it is biblical, it's in line with what Jesus taught. He rejects it because it is not. Or he redeems it, meaning there's some parts that are acceptable because Jesus taught them, and there's others that aren't, so he'll redeem the parts that are. I think that's a beautiful way to think about what is being said here in this devotion. All right, many people are wishing for miraculous visions or voices. That's just what I was saying, right? Or voices to find God's will. But his plan is for us to find our guidance through the indwelling Holy Spirit working through the Word in our hearts. There it is. Read the Word, trust in the Holy Spirit, and you do that by slowing down. As we read the Bible, we have all the information we need to choose to walk in God's path. We do not need some outside sign to follow, but rather to fill our minds with the truth of the Word and then obey it. This is firing me up because this is exactly what the path that I have been on. And isn't it good when you're on a path and you get affirmation? And in this case, it's affirmation about truth in the Word. I mean, listen, if you're listening to this podcast, what else do you want? Clear your mind. I can help you with Psych K too. It's something we do in our community. It helps you rewrite those subconscious beliefs that have been holding you back for years and years. Oh, I'm so excited. Because the Bible is divinely inspired rather than produced by men. It is stable and completely without error. We can always trust what it says. Always trust what it says. The only sure foundation for daily living that we have is found in the unchanging Word of God. Oh my goodness. The Bible is the truth. Live by the Bible. I'm making a note. And the Holy Spirit. And you are where you should be. And you're good. You are gonna enjoy life to the full. Gotta put this in Podia as well. And I gotta do a video on this. So true. So true. I love it. So 2 Peter 1, we also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your heart. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in human, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. That is beautiful, isn't it? So all these words come from God. That's all. Full stop. There's nothing else. So listen, choose to believe that, even for a day. Just say, okay, I'm just going to live by the word for a day. I posted something and shared something in our community yesterday that is, I think, profound, because it's talking about how we treat each other. And it's a number of verses. So therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:11. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Hebrews 3:13. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Romans 14:19. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Hebrews 10:24. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. Romans 1:12. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. Galatians 5:15. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another, be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Listen, if you live those verses, and I will put those verses in the show notes if you would like. I'm going to pop them in there, so if you want to copy them or refer back to them, you can. That is the way of life. That is for sure the way of life. I'm just making my entry here. All truth is nothing else is necessary unless I want to distract myself from the truth. Isn't that powerful? And I think that's true. Or if I allow Satan to distract me from the truth. So fired up. This is so exciting. It is freedom. Oh, I love it. All right, how are we doing on time? All right, we're about 15 minutes in. Let's go to my, got one more that I'm working right now. Let's go to that. God's biggest desire for every believer is to bring us into a close relationship with Him. Once we've trusted Jesus as Savior, then the work of His grace begins. The church calls this sanctification. This is the process where God works His wholeness, His fullness, and grows our trust in His sovereignty. With mountain-moving faith, you will find more opportunities to grow closer to God. When I left my full-time position, I remember God was so personal to prepare me for my exit. He not only asked me to trust him, but grew my strength to obey in each step. I took some time to pray through my feelings about leaving because it was difficult, but it brought a ton of spiritual healing. I soon came to understand how to follow God in his nudges. Excuse me. He will give you the grace and strength to do the same. God was working out my faith with fear and trembling. Paul talked about this in Philippians 2:12. Dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you. And now that I'm away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. As we look at the context of this verse, Paul was encouraging the obedience of the Philippian church. Even though he was in prison and not with them as he once was, he tells them to obey God so that they remain energetic, reverent, and sensitive before God. Reverence of God relates to trust. You won't follow a leader you don't trust. Paul also told the church, the passion they must follow and obey was given to them by God. And this is where we get to level up with God's destiny for our lives. God's will involves working through you, not abuse you. He tests your faith to strengthen it and mold you into his likeness. He does the impossible by giving you the grace and strength you need to obey him. Our faith gives him great pleasure, and he rewards believers with many spiritual benefits. I think the key thing there is spiritual benefits. That's what Jesus came to do, is to heal our spirits. Our spirits as people can be so corrupted by the wants and needs of this world that we see, feel, hear, touch, smell, etc. That's what our soul is after. So Jesus came to heal our souls so that our souls may be spirit-led versus led by the flesh. We can't muster up this kind of mountain-moving faith on our own. We must be fortified by our trust in him, which also prepares us for the climb. Yes, absolutely. Trust in God. Let's go to Philippians 2. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Yeah, and I'm telling you what, I think there's a point, there's a tipping point, at least for me there has been, where the fear and trembling really is non-existent, because fear and trembling is caused by desires of this world. And the more we trust in God and his word, which never fails, the more the fear and trembling just goes away. It's just gone. No more fear and trembling. No need for it. Ephesians 5, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. That's why we submit to each other. That's why reverence for Jesus. That's why we submit to each other. It's beautiful. And it's a mutual thing. And that's when the beauty is there. When you submit to each other. You got one submitting and the other not. That's not going to be beautiful. That's not going to be the fullness of Christ. It's got to be two people, a group of people submitting out of reverence for Christ. Submitting to one another out of reverence to Christ. I love this. I'm going to have to post that in our community, because I just think that is so powerful. Let's see, where do I want to put that? I think I want to put that in. Yes. Yeah. Okay, I think we are wrapped for the day. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been Robert Bolden, Life Transformed. This is Coffee and Christ. Join me every Thursday at about this time as I see what God has in store. Hopefully there's a word in here for you. There's something in here that inspires you. Maybe it's the slow down piece. Listening to the Holy Spirit. Trusting in God, not trusting in the world. Whatever it was. Hope you have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening, and we will see you the next time.